Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachos, daf Nun Dalid, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And the shiurim are sponsored by the Elman family, again, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Bas, Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas, Rabbi Yamin Rubin, Aleim HaShalom, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom. Yesterday we had the psukim that should always be on our lips. Right, it's interesting, the Gemara didn't quote Shivisi Hashem L'Nagdi Samet. Right, that's not the one that's quoted. That's in the first Simen in Shulchan Aruch, if you remember. Right, that's based on one of the only places that the Ramah, the first Simen in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes. Just find it. The Ramah quotes that we should always have Shivisi Hashem, Shivisi Hashem L'Nagdi Samet, who called Gal Deva Torah, and we always have to have Hakadosh Baruch Hu on our minds. Not too often that the Ramah quotes the Mor Nevuchim. The first simen in Shulchan Aruch, the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes the Mor Nevuchim, that we always have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly with us. But again, these sukkim are also yesterday's daf, are meant to, for us to realize that too. Hashem tzvos imanu miskavlanu, and Hashem tzvos ashrei adam boteach bach, v'chulu. So the Gemara says, Amar Bishu ben Levi, third to last line here on Nun Gimel Beis. Zeshu hu omedu mispalel, he who stands and is about to daven, as the Mishnah said, sorach leishiv she yeshivas. He has to have two yeshivas, he has to have two sittings. Achas, Achalo yispalel, v'achaz mishi yispalel. Right, one before he davids and one after he davids. As the Mishnah said, you need shah achas kodem and shah achas achar. But there's even allusion in psukim. Achalo yispalel. Before one davids, there's an allusion to sitting. Ashrei yoshvei ve'secha. Praises the one sitting, and then what does it say after that? Od yalalucha sela. So first you have the Yoshve, and then you have Yalalucha. So you pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu after the Yeshiva. First comes the Yeshiva, and then comes the praise. So sitting before, as we've spoken about. V'yachashem, Mishi Yispala, one after one davens, Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shmecha, Yeshvu Yesharim Espanecha. Again, an allusion, because first it talks about Yoducha L'Shmecha, and then it talks about Yeshiva, Yeshvu Yesharim Espanecha. Interesting that the first pasuk is about Hilul, and the second pasuk is about Yodu. Again, we're just referencing and finding the hints to the yeshiva and the praise, but these are the two psukim. Right, the Gemara Maseches Brachos in the first parak of the Bavli discusses Kol Omer Tilu L'Davar B'Chol Yom Harei Zeh Ben Olam Haba. Somebody says Ashrei three times a day, they are a Ben Olam Haba. And the Pnei Yeshua there, I think, says that doesn't mean automatically saying Ashrei without any kavana. If we recognize the messages of Ashrei, if we recognize what Ashrei is all about, remember that Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bechukosai that has come up. I think we mentioned it once or twice in this Masechta. The Meshech Chachma discusses why is it that the Gemara says that he's saying Ashrei three times a day is a Ben Olam Haba, and yet the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that if I say Hallel Hagadol B'chol Yom, what we call the Kila Olam Chasto Perek, which we say every Shabbos morning and Yontif morning, but if we say that every day, Hariza Macharif Magadef. That's a blasphemer. So why should one Perek of Tehillim be praiseworthy and a one-way ticket to Olam Haba, and the other Perek be a blasphemer? And the answer that Meshech Chachma explains in Barshas Bechukosai is, what's the content? The content of Halal Hagadol is Nisim Niflos, Shebeshef Leinu Zacharlanu, Laog Melech Habashan. Right, and the Lamaki Mitzrayim Bivchorehem, the major events, Ashrei, much of Ashrei is about the Seder of life. Poseches Yodechu Masbi L'Chol Chayratzon, Karov Hashem L'Chol Karov. It's about it hidden. It's about nature. That's what Aleph to Tuf means, right? It's about a system, a perfect system. So saying that every day, if we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of nature, that's a Ben Olam Haba. If we just say Halal Hagadol, which reflects that, oh, Hashem's in charge of the big things, the major things, but maybe not the everyday hidden miracles, so that's a Mechari from a Gadif. But that's the pasuk that we learn about coming. Fascinating. We use Ashrei to serve, to fulfill the purpose of what the first pasuk alludes to. Ashrei Yeshev Eisecha Od Yalucha Sela, that teaches us that we're supposed to sit before we daven. And what do we do before we daven? Mincha? We say Ashrei. Right? Because that is the way that we use it. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not just a good idea. It's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. As we know, all of these strategies, what we're supposed to do. The whole Simen Tzadik Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Kodem Shispalal Tsarech Lishos. That's the title of the siman. That we have to sit before we daven. Right, how many of us sit before we daven? Just before a siman. Remember the it's a great story about the Rav Elia Lapyan, that even when he got much old, when he got very old, right, he used to jump out of bed and get ready and have zrizus. And they said, Rebbe, why are you so makbid about that halacha, about the jumping? He says, take it easy and gentle. He says, you know, after Me'av Esrim, I'm going to be brought to a table, and on the other side of the table, they're going to have a Shulchan Aruch. And they're going to open up the Shulchan Aruch. I don't want to get out on the first question. Not on the first question. Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph, Sheyehu Ma'orah Shachar. You got to jump out of bed. So I don't want to get out on question one. May look, this is question 93. Kodem Sheyis Palo Tzorech L'Shaos. Right, Simen Sadi Gimel. That's a whole Simen. Right, a whole simon about what we're supposed to do right before we daven, not just about davening. So that's Yisha Shachas Kodem Shiachim Lispalel Kedei Shiachavin Libo Lamakom. And then it says V'Shachas Achar Tefilah Shlo Yitei Niras Alav Kamasui Shememaher Lotzeis Bimeda. Not rush out of davening. Right, there's both in the same breath the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara says it. So what's the message about not running out of davening? So the Pashup Shad is like what the Shulchan Aruch says based on the Rishonim, so it doesn't appear like a masui. If we run out, it shows like we're not so interested, we want to rush out, we don't appreciate what we are participating in. There's another idea that it could be maybe to try to sit and think what messages I could take from the davening into my life. Not just about looking back. Don't let it appear like a masui. But what could I take from my experience that I just had, you know, into my life? It's kind of like an Isruchag for davening. Right? Like Isruchag we have so that we don't like go right back to our life. We have one more day not to say Tachnun and one more day to think about Yontif a little bit. So, you know, maybe that's the Shah Achas Acharei. Also to try to sit and think, and take the experience with us. Take the experience, with us. So one has to sit a little bit, right? But the tzaddikim chasidim rishonim, as the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, Hayishom shachas umispalim shav shoin shachas la'achar tefilasan. Right? They did an hour, an hour, an hour. So that's 9 hours a day that they were in the involved in davening. Emasai oskim b'torah, emasai oskim b'malachton. When did they learn and when did they go to work? Right, 9 hours of davening, and they had to sleep for a couple of hours. Right? So what did they do? So Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Elazar. Al yedei shahayu chasidim, because they were so pious, haisa bracha nitenes b'tarasan u'bracha nitenes b'malachtan. The rest of their lives, if you daven for 9 hours a day properly, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you out in the other times. Right? If you're davening for 3 hours each time slot, so then you're going to have bracha in your learning and you're going to have bracha in your malacha. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, they had bracha, shehitzlichu lahavin u'lahaskil miyad. They had tremendous not retention, but understanding. Right? Very quick to understanding. Right? And the Marafolda adds retention. Marafolda says, Shenasu k'mayan hanovea. They were like an unbelievable, like a spring. Mayan hanovea, creativity, v'gam shlo yishtachu. What do you see from here? See from here that, Torah is influenced by our tefillah. Torah is influenced, that's also one of the shlosh amudim. The Gemara, the second to last daf in Shas Bavli. Right, you can learn all of 7.5 years and not get to this message. Nida daf ayin, where the Gemara says, everything in life is with hishtablus and with tefillah. Nothing happens without it. How does the Gemara says, ma yasa adam biyachkam? How could a person become wise? Yarbe biyeshiva. Yarbe biyeshiva, yivai peschoros. The Gemara says, many people did it, it didn't help. The Gemara says, and also, yishal mimisha chachma shalo. Right, you have to daven for it. And the Gemara says, habalo halo sagya. You have to learn, but you also have to have proper davening. And if we have proper davening, that influences. That's what Gemara says here. They had proper davening that affected their Torah. They had more hatzlochi in their learning, and they didn't forget. They didn't forget. So one has to recognize that. Ubracha nitenes b'malacha, and they had special bracha in their malacha. There, the Tashbates discusses this Gemara. The Tashbates, one of the late Rishonim, I think a Talmud of the Ran. And that dar, he discusses a huge topic which comes up in the Bavli and the Darim and other places, and that is taking money for Torah, right? Paying rabbeim, paying rabbis. Which, if you just read some of the Mamari Chazal and Rishonim, you read some of the Rambams, he's charif about you can't take any money. Mahu bechinam, afata bechinam, but already from the Kesef Mishnah. Already from Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And as we continue down, throughout the centuries, obviously there's much discussion, and not only is it a bidyeved, but it's even al-chadchila, and the Tashbis discusses in this shuva, in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, that you have to make sure, because we're not on the level of the chassidim who just don't do much work and then they have special bracha in their learning. No, we have to allow our spiritual leaders to have the time so they don't have to do the malacha in order to be able to develop into those leaders that we need. Imagine if the Gedolei Hador today had to work 14 hours a day. You know, they wouldn't be able to be the Gedolei Hador. So says the Tashbeitz, Ulefi Shadoras Arishonim Haya Libam Pasuach Kapischo Shalulam. Ve'im Misbat Limitarasa Mishom Malachtam Haya Chosim Elabakalus. Okay, if they did some work, they'd also go back right away. Lefecha Haya Oskim Malacha Arriva Haysa Misparechas. Ve'gam Haya Oskim Malacha Kala Kagon Chafira Kagon Abachanan. The angel of forgetfulness is prevalent. And our little hole is a huge hole. And that's why we had to write down the Mishnah. And that's why we had to write down the Gemara. Hilkach matzu heter chachmi azman lahagos yom avalayla b'torah ulesapek morei horaos b'Yisrael. V'lios nizonim yatzibur. Right? Paying we want the teachers of our children to have a salary. V'zu chasidus gemura lafiadoros. V'ein nera li sheish iser b'davar chalila afilo doros harishonim. There's no iser here. So what the generation, what works for each generation? And if a certain generation needs their rabbis to be paid in order to be the rabbis and the leaders, that's what the generation, the responsibility is what they need to do. So that's just one source in this large topic. That's the Tshuvas Tashbeitz, Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Mem, Zayin. Okay, other halachas relating to tefillah issues. Rabbi Chuna Omer. If someone davins achore, does that mean behind? Does that mean in the back of? Rashi and Tosfos discuss this in Brachas in the first parak around Davav. Reb Chaim Knievsky quotes that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Does it mean that you have your back to the shul and that's a bizayon, or does it mean that you're on the other side and everybody's facing one direction, you're facing the other direction? All different pshatim, but some type of position that it looks like you are rejecting. You're rejecting the shul. Nikra Rasha, Shem Nemar, Saviv Rishaim, Yis Halachun. The Rishaim walk around. Rav Chuda Omar, Kol Mi She'eino Nichnas Beis HaKnesses Bolam Hazeh, Eino Nichnas Beis HaKnesses La'ase Lavo. Somebody doesn't go to a shul, Bolam Hazeh. It doesn't say go to a minyan. It says go to a shul. Right, for all of those who think it's the same thing to daven outside of a shul than to daven inside of a shul. Right, it says if you don't go to a shul in Olam Hazeh, then Eino Nichnas Beis HaKnesses La'ase Lavo. Uma Tam Saviv Rishaim Yis Halachun. Same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following: Hamispal b'toch beiso, according to our girsa, kilu makifo chomash al barzel. If somebody davens in their home, it's as if they are protected by an iron or a copper wall. A copper wall is protected, right? The Pnei Moshe says, klomar kilu mukaf saviv mibali pachad ubatuach ushetishma tilaso. His tefillah is going to be heard. Kilu mukav choma shal barzel. There's another a girsa. He's talking the shinin eschos. Kilu mispala beis hamikdash. If you daven in your home, kilu mispala beis hamikdash. So the Gemara says michlaf hashita se Rabbi Yochanan. There's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says here it's okay to daven at home, right? Taman amar Rabbi Abba bar amar Rabbi Chiyav shem Rabbi Yochanan. We learned already elsewhere. Sarech la adam lispala b'makam shumi yuchad letefillah. V'ko amar achin. We had a couple of dafim ago. You have to daven in a place that's miyuchad letfila, a shul. And then we even had, and in that place you should have a makam miyuchad, makam kavua. That was only in the Yerushalmi. That wasn't in the Bavli. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So, how could Rabbi Yochanan say you could daven at home? Kan biyachid, kan betzibur. No, it depends. Biyachid or betzibur. When there's no tzibur, and you want to daven, but you're davening by yourself, and you want to have proper kavan, and you think in your home, that would be the best, fine, then daven at home. But if there's a tzibur, of course you have to daven b'tzibur, go to a shul. Which itself is also difficult, because the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Sadi, that even if you're davening alone, it's better to daven in shul. Right? Maybe this is talking about a case where you can't have proper kavana. Right? If you would daven in shul all by yourself, one of the achronim in the back, the Amudei Yerushalayim says, this is talking about the days of old where the shuls were kind of outside. By the field, in the fields. So in that type of circumstance, if you're b'tzibur outside, then you feel protected, fine. But if you're going to daven outside alone in a shul and at home, so maybe that's why better to have kavana. But bizman hazeh, when we have shuls, so then even biyachid, it is best to daven in a shul, even biyachid. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Oshia, his promise palav beis haknesses kilu makriv mincha tahora. If somebody davened in a shul kiilu, he's giving a karban. Tahora, or the another gear says b'chol yom matam kasher yaviu bnei Yisrael as hamincha b'kli tahor beis Hashem. So we have that hekesh in the pasuk. Why dafka a mincha? Interesting. Why not any other karban? But a mincha is maybe that's the poor man's karban, and tefillah la'ani is the highest level tefillah. Could be. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yavahu dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo. Many ma'amari chazal about this pasuk. Seek out Hashem where he can be found. Heichan u'matzui, where could he be found? So, ma'amari chazal say, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's one of the ma'amari chazal. But here it says, geographically. Bebate knesios, bebate midrashos. Kiru b'yoso karov, heichan u'karov, bebate knesios, bebate midrashos. Hashem's close. Hashem's close in the shuls and in the Bati Medrash. Right? That's where we have to make sure that's where our tefillah has more efficacy in terms of being heard. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Elazar, v'lo od, ela she'elokehen omeid al gaban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Not just he's close, but he's there. Omeid al gaban, my time, Elokim nitzav badas keel, bekerav Elokim yishpot. Right, Hashem is badas keel. Also, sometimes talking about Bezdin, and sometimes talking about Shul. Right, the Adas Hashem, we are the Adas Hashem. Rav Chizta Amar, ze she'nichlas l'beis ha'knesset, sorach li'kanis l'fnim mishnei telasos. If you walk into a shul, you have to go in two doors, right? There is a minog of many shuls to have a double doors, right? You walk in one door, that doesn't lead you into the main sanctuary right away. That's not only because of noise issues, so that when you open the door, you know, you're not right outside, but it's covered. It's covered. They walk in, when anybody walks in, they're inside two doors. My Tom, why, what's the source of this? So there's a pasuk, but then there's a svara. Ashrei Adam Shomeali, praises the one who hears me, lishkod al dal sosai, plural, yom yom. Dal sosai, velo dal sai. Mizuzos, velo mizuzas. Right, so that's the pasuk that, from Mishle, the end of the pasuk is, lishkod al dal sosai, yom yom, lishmar mizuzos psachai. So it's plural, as a remez, to come into. Imasaken maksif taman, just what's the, what does it say after that? Ki motzi motza chayim. Because whoever finds me, finds life. What does it mean, two doors? If you look in the Maharafolda says, here, veloyis palel samach lepesach. Doesn't mean literally two doors. It just means, don't daven right when you get inside by the door. Denira, same thing about rushing out of davening. Denira kilu hiyalav lamasa. If we sit right by the door, you know, when we go to a concert or a game, you know, we try to get as close in front as possible. And even towards the end, like you try to like go move down. So when you come into shul, you sit in the back row. How does that show about our attitude about being in shul? The yuchal gamkein take of lakach velzal tzedek. You rush out right afterwards. So it's inappropriate to daven right there. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in brachas on daf dalet and daf yarif. If one has a makam kavua, and that's where your seat is, then that's okay. Right? We're talking about cases where you have a choice, but if somebody's gotta sit by the door, right? So if that's your makam kavua, so then, it is okay. Avalach Shav says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shekolech Avechad Makiris Makomo, Im Yeshla Makam Yuchad Eitzala Pesach, Ein Bekaklum, Shedavar Yadua, Shein Yoshiv Shem Al Derek Fius. That's your seat. Ulafi Derek Zen Nira, Shemi Shein Lo Makam Yadua Eitzala Pesach, Shein Lo Lashevesham. If that's not your seat, don't sit there. That's not your seat, don't sit there. V'yistam afarshim shisha kazeh ashir. Some say maybe if you sit there for a while. Anyway, I saw in the Minchas Alazar, he quotes maybe another idea about Shnei Psachim. Right? There's a medrash based on a pasuk elsewhere, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, open me a Pesach kechuda shel machat. Do tshuva a little bit. Open me a little, like the eye of a needle. Open me a door with ivy needle, viani, and I'm going to make the hole into a huge thing that wagons could go through. So that's the Shnei Psachim. So he says maybe this is a reference to when we go daven, we have to try to do tshuva. We have to try to open up our hearts, and that's what. Let me just find the lashon if I can. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right on the pasuk called the Yofek. Piskuli Pesach Echad Shal Tshuva Kechuda Shal Macha Vanim Eftach Lechem Psachim Shal Yagolos Vekronios Nechnasos Bo. Right, and that's what it means. Go in two Psachim. Your Pesach, and then Hashem will have give you the next pesach. Shir haroi l'shnei pesachim shakadosh baruch hu yiftach lachem b'schuzeh hapesach hagadol shelo kinizkar. He quotes that from one of the rebbes. I don't remember exactly who we mipei kadosh avi adonis the Baal Shem Shlomo. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. So we have to move in two doors. Rav Huna Chuna Amar Zeshu Olich LeBeis HaKnesset Sorch LaHakel Es Raglav. When you go to shul, you got to be light on your feet. You got to run to shul. Right? Some point out the Shulchan Aruch quotes and says, you can run all the way from home, but for sure, as you get to the shul and it's nikar, the last few steps should be quickly. Last few steps should be matam v'neida nirdefa ladas Hashem. Right? We should run. Ukshu yotze tzorach lahalach kima. When you leave, you got to go slowly. Matam, ki atat sa'adai tispar. Because you count my steps. Hashem counts my steps and we should go slowly. Pasuk in Iyov, when we go out. The Maharal writes in one place that we have this concept called schar halicha. The Maharal says, schar halicha is unique by tefillah. You might even say that the concept of schar halicha, that's what you find it in the Gemara, in Masechta Sota. There was a woman that davened on the other side of town and one of the rabbanim asked him, why are you davening on the other side of town? She says, schar halicha, schar psius. Why? Dafka by tefillah, schar halicha plays a special role. Why? Because all of tefillah is coming close. So going to shul, that's already part of the message of tefillah. You're coming close by going to the shul, as we just saw, Hashem's in the shul. So it's not just a preparatory stage, right? Going to shul is part of the kiyum of what tefillah is. And that's right, holich lebeis haknesses. You have to run. I was once, many out there know one of the Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn Shlita. So I was once walking with him, and it was snowing out, and he was rushing to the Beis Medrash, and he was rushing, and he was saying under his breath, "Bevesel kim halak baragesh, bevesel kim halak baragesh." He was saying, "Baragesh, barad reimim shele geshem, bevesel kim halak baragesh." No matter what, you gotta go to shul near the faladas of Hashem. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Bris karusa he. There's a special covenant. Hayogev tamud beis haknesses lo b'meru mushakeach. Somebody is miyageya. Somebody sweats right in their learning in shul. Right, it's a school to not forget. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Antaniyasa. Bris Krusahi Hayogea Talmudo Bitsina Lobim Heru Mishakeach. Right, if somebody is Yogea Talmud Bitsina, right, does that mean they have to always learn privately? No, maybe it just means that even when you are Bitsina, you're learning. We're not just learning just for show, for other people to see. Matam Vestsnuim Chachma. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Bris Krusahi Halamed Agada Mitocha Sefer Lobim Heru Mishakeach. Right, the Mefarshim say maybe it's not Dafka Agada, but it just means Torah. Interesting why it says Agada, but if you learn from a Sefer, right, you learn from inside, you see the words, it doesn't mean that if you don't have the words in front of you, you're not supposed to learn. You can be in a car and listening to a shir, right, and let's see the words. But it's even better if we have a Sefer in front of us. It's even better. Amar Rebbe Tanchum Hasover Talmudo. Somebody really thinks deeply about their learning. Hasover Talmudo. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shemevin Mashalomed, right? Lo b'mehu mishakeach. A skula for zikaron is havana. The more we understand things, the more we it could help. Matam pentishkach es advarim asher ra'u einecha. Lest you forget the things that your eyes saw. The charedim say, what is einecha? Einei haseichel. Einei haseichel here iun hahalacha. Right, the eyes of the mind, the mind's eye. Rabbi Yonah, b'shem Rabbi Tancho Barchia, zeshu roach halom kasha. Once we're talking about simanim, so we get a little bit into dreams. If somebody has a bad dream, sorach lomar, you have to say the following: Yirsam lefanecha Hashem alokai, v'elokei avosai, shiukol chalamosai shechalamti. All of my dreams, bein balayla zeh, bein b'shar leilus. Right, whether this night, whether other nights, if I don't remember them, bein shechalamti ani u bein shechom oli achirim. Whether I had dreams, whether other had dreams about me. Im tov im heim yiskayim u'alayla sastam l'simcha l'brachu l'chayim. Right, dreams, as the Gemara says elsewhere, goes by how they are interpreted. So we just say they should all be l'tova. V'lmo davar acher, and if they're not for the good, k'shem shafachta esmei amara l'metika, just like you turned the bitter waters after Kriyas Yamsuf to sweet, u'mei yericho al yedei alisha l'metika, and the waters of Yericho, the people of Yericho came to Elisha and said the waters were bitter, and he threw in some salt, and it became sweet. Elisha, not known for those who have not learned Navi, underrated. He performed the most miracles out of anybody in Tanakh. Elisha, many, like 15 miracles. So here's one of them, right? He turned the water into sweetness with salt. Veskilas ben ba'ar lebracha, and you change the curse of Bilam. Kein tafoch es kol ha'chalomos ha'kashin. Change all of my chalomos and make sure all my chalomos are interpreted letova. U'mal shachom li acherim letova, and also what others thought about me, dreamed about me, letova, lebracha, lerefua, l'chaim, l'simcha, l'sasun, l'shalom, all of that should take place. And then we say these psukim as well. You changed my hesped into a song. Pitakta saki vata'azreni simcha. Right, you opened up my sackcloth and gave me simcha. This is David HaMelech. L'mani zamercha chavod v'lo yidom. I'm going to sing out to you. I'm not going to be silent. Hashem alokai l'olam odeka. V'lo av Hashem alokecha l'shmol al-bilam. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. V'yavach Hashem alokecha l'chazach lo l'vracha. We say some of these psukim in V'yitem Lecha. Oz Tismach, all these Simon Tov psukim. Oz Tismach Basula B'machol U'Bachurim U'Zakenim Yachdav. The Basula in the circles and the Bachurim and the Zakenim Yachdav. V'yafakti Elva L'Sason V'nichamtim V'simachtim Yagonam. I gave them comfort and simcha from their Yagon, from their sadness. So all of these are when somebody has an evil omen, a bad dream, this is what is done. Again, the minhag is to do it b'shas, in chutz la'aretz b'shas, nisiyas kapayim, at a time when the kohanim duchin, right, that's elsewhere, that source is not here, but that is what is mentioned here. Okay, we continue now, going back to what the Mishnah had said about even a king is shoal, there's no hefsekim. I feel like shoal b'shlomo lo yishivenu, no hefsekim when it comes to Shmona Esrei. Amar Avacha, hadadat amar b'malcha Yisrael. That's only by Jewish kings that understand what you're doing. But by non-Jewish kings, they have to, the life's in danger. They don't know what you're doing. So if you don't answer them, it's dangerous. Tani, hayakosif as Hashem, if somebody is writing Shem Hashem, a sofer, and you have to have special kavana, afilu melech shol b'shloma lo yishivenu, if I'm writing a Shem Hashem, the special kavana that a sofer has to have, then you can't be mafsik. Even in the middle. Hayakosef shayimos shlosha shemos, but if you're writing, if there's a couple of shemos of Hashem in a row, kigon, kel, elokim, yudke, vavke, hareze, gomer, sechan, mehem. You don't have to write all of them at once. You could write one of them, and then the others can be written afterwards. Umeshav shelo shalom, you can take a break. Right, there are many different levels of shemos of Hashem. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Yisodia Torah, right? The different shemos of Hashem. The Rambam says there are seven shemos of Hashem. Hashem shenechtav yudke vavke, that's called the shem hamaforash. Or Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Kel Eloka Elokim Eke Shakai Tzvakos. All of those are shemos, and if somebody erases them, they're loka, because those are all considered shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there are prefixes, there are suffixes, all discussed elsewhere, Mesach HaShvuas. But here, we have a couple of them mentioned, Kel, Elokim, Yudke, Vavke. Rabbi Yochanan, now a couple of stories of Amoraim, who were not mafsik, but it was understood. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Kare Kumi, Kenishta, the Bavel, B'tziporen, he was sitting and davening in the Babylonian shul in Tzipori. You know, sometimes you have some city in Europe. You have the blank shtiebel in, you know, a city in America. Right? So there, they had the bubble shtiebel. The bubble shtiebel in Tzipori. That's what they had. Kume knisht the bubble in Tzipori. Right? The Pnei Moshe. Shem beis ha-knesses achas bit Tzipori. And v'ayim machanin osa knisht the bubble. Sha'abavliyim hayu nichnasim l'socha. That's what the Babylonians daven. Right? They had their own nuschos and their own accent. That's what they daven. So one time Rabbi Yochanan was davening there. Avar arkona v'lo kamle mikomi. And the arkona, some officer of the government passed by. Rabbi Yochanan didn't move. So clearly it must have been like outside, as we mentioned before. Atsun bayi mimchune. So the people, the servants of this Arkuna wanted to give Malkus to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lahon, Arkuna, or Arpunya. Bini Musa debar Yehu asik. Stato, he's focusing on his creator. Don't bother him. It's okay. This he must have understood. Rabbi Chanini, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Alan Kume, Antipusa de Kisrin, right? They were sitting in front of the Antipusa of the Caesar, Chamtun v'kamin Kumehon, and he saw them, and he stood up in front of them, in front of these great rabbis, this non-Jewish officer. Amru Lehman, Kumi Ilen Yudoya Takoim, you stand up in front of these Jews? Amr alone, Apeon de Malachin Chamis, I see the face of angels. I see the face of angels. We have to try to see if we can make our faces faces of angels. The purity, the Hadras Panim. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Alun Kumei, are Sakinis Pantuchia, again in front of another one, Chamtun, the Kamin Kameum. He saw them and he stood up in front of them. Amr Leimin, Kayat Kon Lacha. What are you standing in front of them? Amr Lun, Apeyon Dahani Ana Chazi Bakarva Vinatzach. Whenever I'm victorious in war, I see these images. And I win, right? We're familiar with this from the Gemara Maseches Yuma with Alexander the Great, Shimon HaTzadik. Same story. Same story. Same here. Reb Avon al kumi malchusa. Reb Avon was sitting in front of the malchus. Kinafa kafa kadal. When he left the malchus, when he left the governor, he walked out. He turned his neck and he walked out like normal walking out. Atun boy, asim boy, look to Mitaluni. They wanted to kill it. That's not how you walk out. You walk out like backwards, right? Giving covet. The Chamun trains the Kugin to Nur Nafkin Mikadle, and all of a sudden they wanted to kill him, and two strings of fire went out from his neck. Right, one of the Mefarshim here on the Marafulta says, like the two Ritsuos of Tfilin. Like they hang on our neck, that's what it was. Vishavkua, they let him alone. Good choice. Lakayim Ashenemar, Verokalam Eyarth, Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha, Vyarbi Mecha, right? The name of a God will be on you, and they will fear you. And that's the reference, because the one Brachas Darshan's Tfilin from that Pasuk. So that is also here. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, also a different drasha. Varkal Ameres Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. All the Amei Aretz will fear you, because Shem Hashem is on you. Kol Afilu Ruchos Afilu Sheidim. Even the spirits, even the Malachim are gonna fear the Jews because of the Shem Hashem that's on them. Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yonah, son of Mitaylin Beisratin. They were walking in the street. Cham Tun Chad V'Shal Bahon. Somebody saw them and asked. Amar Lahon Shalom Charavia. Shalom Aleichem. Amrin, they say, Afilu Torah Chavrus Ein Aleinu L'Ra'a. What does that mean? Even Torah Chavrus, an image of Chavrus, so look in the Charedim, he has two pshatim. What does this mean? Number one, maybe he was saying that Afilu Torah, Abrios, Afilu Mishahu Iker B'Umos Yafian Hadran V'Toharon, She Roylios Einayim Aleinu L'Ra'a Mekana, Lomein Omrim Anu Shomrim Daitan. It could be that he could have done something much worse to us. Mikol makom, b'chemlas Hashem aleinu, ein makanin. V'zeshar mederach shevach v'odol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a shevach to Hashem. Right? We're humbling ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Ein aleinu. Even Torah Chavrus, something bad and negative from them. Others say no. They were answering this officer in Derech Anova Veshiflus. Either they were talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or they were talking to this officer, acting in a humble and a meek way. A little bit more. Reish Lakish bin Hagel bar Isa Sagan. Reish Lakish was totally involved in Torah. Havi Nafik lay one day, Labar mitchum at the shop, Sevulo Yada. Just as one time he was walking and learning Torah, and all of a sudden, he was learning, and he found himself outside the Tchum Shabbos. Doesn't say what he did. Lakai Mashenemar, Biavasa Tishke Tamid. Right? In love, Tishke Tamid, I'm so totally, involved, and I couldn't focus on what I was doing. Reb Yudim Reb Yishmol min Hagi Baraisa Sagin. Also, his minhag, his custom in Torah was great. Have his gulse sarabine. Sometimes his coat slipped off of him. V'hulo yada, he didn't even realize. L'kayim Hashanem, Arbavasa Dishkatamid. Reb Lezer Reb Shimin mihani mihagi Baraisa Sagin. Also, have his gulse sarabine. His coat slipped off of him. V'chachinim is darole. And there was a snake that circled the coat to protect the coat, and nobody else took it. Amrin le, Talmidoi, Rebbe, Hakul Sach Sariya. Says, Talmidim said, Rebbe, your coat fell down. Amr alone, Velesa Hirish Yasa Zirale? Yeah, I got a guard there. Don't worry about it. Got a guard there. So maybe he knew a little bit that was going on. Okay, a couple of amazing stories. Maybe the message for us is at least we should turn off our phones when we're learning. At least that much. At least that much to try to focus on what we're doing. And then maybe the next step will be Halavai that we'll lose ourselves in our learning. Okay, we will stop there by Afilu.